So one of the big differences between Sfarad and Ashkenaz is one word. Sfarad says Avas Olam in the morning, in the bracha before Kriya Shema, and Ashkenaz says Ava Rabba. So which is correct? Is there a difference? It always bothered me because it's a stark difference. You know, it's the first two words. So does it make a difference? So the Gemara in Brachos has a very old machlokas on this exact topic. The Gemara says, what's the second bracha in the morning that you say in Birchas Kriya Shema? So Am Rabbi Yudam Rishmo, Ava Rabba. V'chein Oyei Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Pudas Perei, Ava Rabba. Then we have a braisa that says, Tani Nam Yochi, a braisa that says, Ein Omrim Ava Solam, don't say Ava Solam, Ela Ava Rabba. For Rabbanin Amri, Rabbanin say, Ava Solam. V'chein Omer, they bring a proof to it because the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, which according to Chabad translation means, from long ago the Lord appeared to me with everlasting love, have I loved you, therefore I have drawn you to me with loving kindness. In other words, avas olam avticha, the word avas olam, and for everlasting love have I drawn you in, al kein meshachticha chesed. So therefore you see you have a basis for avas olam, not for ava rabba. But yet all the other opinions in the Gemara say Ava Rabba. So you have this dispute in the Gemara. Tosus pipes up and says, I'll solve all the problems. Hilkach, therefore, Tekina Lomer B'Shachris Ava Rabba, Uba Arvis Avas Olam. To solve the problems, you say Ava Rabba in the morning, Avas Olam at night. Now both Ashkenaz and Sfarad, I believe, say Avas Olam at night. But Ashkenaz follows this Tosus. Sfarad doesn't do that. So you open up a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, and what do Sfaradim do? Sfaradim say Avas Rabba? What do they do? I don't know what Edut Mizrach. I don't know. You have to find out what Edut Mizrach. You say Ava Rabba or Ava Olam. I think probably you'd probably do Avas Olam. Shulchan Aruch, though, says Bracha Shnia Avas Olam. So if you follow, if you're really Sfaradi, you should say Avas Olam in the morning. Not like Tosus. Says the Ramah, V'yeshom for Ashkenazim Ava Rabba V'chein Noagin B'chol Ashkenaz. So here you have it. You want to know how Sfarad and Ashkenaz diverged? So Sfarad follows the Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, that says Avas Olam, even in the morning. Ashkenaz does Ava Rabba, which is what seemingly the Gemara seemed to come out with. Now, Mishnah Berurah makes two important comments, and then we'll try to understand what in the world is the difference between Ava Rabba and Avas Olam, and why am I wasting 10 minutes of your time discussing something which seemingly has no difference. Says the Mishnah Berurah, first, he says one comment. He says, notably, the whole discussion that we're talking about is the first two words. We're not talking about the whole paragraph. There's a whole different paragraph by Maariv called Avas Olam. That's not what we're fighting about. The fight here is only do the first two words of the brach of Avas Olam or Ava Rabba in the morning, is it Ava Rabba Avtanu or is it Avas Olam Avtanu? That's the whole dispute, says Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Second dispute, he says that the whole discussion is in the morning, but at night, everyone always says Avas Olam, fine. Then he says, I've got a proof that Ava Rabba is the right language, because it says, Chadoshim Labekarim Rabba Emunasecha, which is a pasuk in Eicha, again, according to Chabad.org, you want to translate it literally, it means they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. Chadoshim Labekarim, it's new every morning, Rabba Emunasecha. Now, what does that have to do with the Lashon of Ava Rabba and loving Hashem? A little bit vague on that point, but the point is that Rabba, you see, is a language that we use to describe something, at least our faith in God, and therefore, so our love for Hashem also is great as well. So that's the background where you have the difference between Ava Rabba and Avas Olam. Comes along the Arizal and says, I'll tell you the right thing to do. You always do Avas Olam, like Minog Sfarad, Nusuk Sfarad. Except on, some say Shabbos, some say Yom Tov, some say Yom Kippur. So what in the world is up with that Arizal? Why does he change it? Avas Olam every time, except on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, some say you say Ava Rabba. Look, what's the difference? So the way they explain the Arizal is that Ava Rabba is a language of nobility. It's a chashuv thing. It's atzilus. It's like nobility. It's high people. Ava Rabba. It's like for chashuv people, that they love God like you're an important person. Or Hashem, or treats us, it's a certain chashivas. That is only reserved for Shabbos, Yontif, and Yom Kippur. Okay. But what in the world is the difference between Ava Rabba and Avas Olam according to everyone else? What's the difference? So the Maharal gives an interesting pshat. He says, you know what the difference is? Ava Rabba means that you love Hashem a ton. It's like a love, a tremendous love for Hashem. And Hashem does great things for us. Avas Olam means it's not the level of the Ava that we love it, but it's the length of the Ava. How long it's going to last. It's never going to cease. It's never going to stop. So in the morning we say Ava Rabba because why? Because it says Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. We want to talk about Hashem treats us favorably in the, specifically in the morning. So we notice Hashem's got this, treats us this special love for us in the morning. At night, which is a depressing time, a time of secrecy. So at that point, so we say Avas Olam, which is Vemunascha Balelos, that God's always going to love us forever despite what happens. The Vilna Gaon, the opposite of the Arizal, says exactly the same thing. He says, Ava Rabba is what we earned. We love Hashem, and Hashem loves us, you know what? Because why? Because we're good people. Avas Olam means, you know what, it's God only loves us because of our fathers and our grandfathers. We're not deserving of that love. Our relationship with God is not on that tip-top shape. But Hashem still loves us. So therefore, in the morning, which represents the Geula, which is good, when things are good, we say Ava Rabba. At night, when it represents the Golus, when it stinks, the only reason why Hashem loves us in Golus, and we love the connection is there, is because of our fathers and our grandfathers who paved the way for us. So therefore, we say Avas Olam at night. Comes along the Sefer, I saw this in Neis Yehuda, he says, this explains a very interesting machlokas in Maseches Bava Basra. Bava Basra, the rabbis debate why the second Beis HaMikdash was better than the first Beis HaMikdash. Okay. One opinion says, you know why it was greater? Because it was taller and it was prettier, the second Beis HaMikdash. Second opinion says, you know why the second Beis HaMikdash was better than the first Beis HaMikdash? Because it lasted longer. So this same machlokas is really highlighting a very important issue. Is it better to have quantity or quality? Is it better to have something long-lasting or something short-lasting but a more powerful thing or more powerful concept? So if you hold that Ava Rabba, you say Ava Rabba, which is what Shmuel says in both Gemaras, he holds it's based on quality. A greater love, which is more chashuv, and the Beis HaMikdash was a bigger, better Beis HaMikdash, that's what rules supreme. As opposed to the other opinion, says, no, it's the length of the Beis HaMikdash which matters. It's the length of God's love for us. So therefore, you should say, Ahavas Olam. Final issue between Ashkenaz and Sfard, which you may not have picked up. Yeah, I only know this because when I down for Sfard, I always fumble over these words. There is a letter missing from Ava Rabba in Ashkenaz. In other words, almost all the letters are there, but there's a certain letter missing in Ashkenaz, but it's in Sfard. No? What letter is it? Zion. There is no Zion in Ava Rabba. Check it out. But Svard says, Al Yazvunu Lenetzach. No? Svard didn't say those words. I don't know. Nusach Svard says, Ayazvunu Lenetzach. Ayazvunu. No, it says Ayazvunu something. No? Am I crazy about that? No? Take a sitter.
Is
it Svard? No? Am I wrong? I thought Svard, I looked on my phone, which had a Svard sitter, I thought it said it there, call me out on this. Now some Svardim don't say this, I'm going to see why, but check it out, I think so. Double check me, no? No, am I wrong about that?
Ayazvuni.
Oh, Ayazvuni Netzach, no. Hashem, okay, it says, Ki v'shem kachcha agadu agibar v'nor betachnu, nagim nesucha b'shusach, v'rachamecha Hashem okeinu, v'chasidach v'rabim, al yazvunu netzach. Ashkenaz doesn't say those words. So Sfard's got a Zion, Ashkenaz doesn't have a Zion. Okay, well, who cares about the Zion? So what does Zion represent? There are seven relatives of a person that a Kohen's allowed to be matama for. Who is that? Mother, father,
sister,
brother, that's four, son, daughter, six, and a spouse. So that's seven. So we highlight in Ashkenaz that our love for Hashem is greater than the seven relatives. Even if you pile up your seven closest relatives, our love for Hashem surpasses that. That's why Ashkenaz has no Zion. This is what the Rokeach says. Sfar, though, messes it up because they put a Zion and Hayazvunu Netzis. I don't know if some people don't say that, but therefore you see another highlighting, another difference between Ashkenaz and Sfard, between Ava Rabba, Ava Sol. The upshot is it doesn't make a difference really what you say, but Yevit, if you say the wrong one, you're still Yotze. But Ashkenaz is a reason for what they do it to highlight how great Hashem is, and Sfard is a reason to say it to highlight how long Hashem loves us for. It is forever. We should be Zocha to have Hashem's love for us and our love for Hashem at all points in life. Shkosh.